Yesterday, Minister Bladen Zamandi announced that he is placing NSFAS under administration. This came just hours after he announced that Mr. Ernest Khoza resigned as the chairperson of NSFAS. These announcements did not come as a surprise. In January, Outa released recordings of meetings Mr. Khoza had with third parties, where it was alleged that he and the minister received gratification from certain service providers. Last year, an independent investigation of Werksman's attorneys found that the former CEO, Mr. Andile Nongogo, was involved with the irregular appointments of service providers. The Auditor General made adverse findings with the 2021-22 NSFAS audit, and many students have not received their allowances this year. Student accommodation is also still a crisis. NSFAS has a statutory duty to assist students from poor and working class households. If NSFAS fails, it has an influence on millions of South Africans. Therefore, Outa will continue to expose corruption and maladministration and hold those responsible to account.